Yep, thank you, Ian. Okay, now we're going to go...
Now what you got?
TikTok.
What? Are you get a TikTok? Get out.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't load me with 50 because you have some very interesting ones that you sent that I want to speak about. And the first one is the Anunnaki creation story that I received on the 8th of August. And you said in the What Youth that I could, when Jenny brought up the Kowathonites, you said that I have a story about that. I'm like, okay, and you mentioned a TikTok. So my question is, because you initially said that the Anunnaki are versions of the Kowathonites, their stepchildren. So my question is, are the Sumerian tablets actually referring to the Kowathonites instead of the Anunnaki?
Both. The Anunnaki came from the Kowathonites.
Yes. So referring to both.
It included. And they don't know that, though, but it's close.
Hmm. Yeah, because you already answered a question about the Nibiru, because there was a thing in that TikTok that talked about the super Earth that came home for dinner in 2017, but I remember you may have told me in 2016 I asked about this large body that was like the size of the sun that's on the other end of the solar system that's having an effect on all the planets, so that's Nibiru.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, the next one was probably, we'll spend the rest of the time, although I have questions on the other ones, but this one was huge. The Hoover Dam.
Oh, shit. Okay. You going to do that? All right.
Well, yeah, like I said, this probably spend the whole time. Okay, Ion. Okay, first question. The information that young lady laid out in that TikTok. Is some of that information or all of that information factual? Start out with that.
We wouldn't have put it in the TikTok otherwise.
Okay, then here we go. Let's go. Let's rock then. Okay, is there a mini collider under the Hoover Dam?
There is. It's not the right word. That's what I say. If there's a collider, it's not a mini. Mini, there's no, is that like a maxi collider? I mean, it's a collider. It's a collider, and there's plenty of room.
Okay, and this will... Is there an underground site under the Hoover Dam?
Of course. That's how they had to dig it out. They dug it out. They dug that out when they were building it. They had to.
Yeah.
And they had to put they had to make the water go somewhere while they're building the dam. And then they had to split off that they had to come back and refill. The causeways.
Okay, did the Pentagon aliens assist in building the Hoover Dam?
No, but they gave technology. You can't do pores that hot. So they had to put in, when it was built, they didn't have radiators to cool it. So they created a radiator system because the pores were so large and the Portland was so strong. It was too hot. It would never cure. And they had to, with that many pores, they had to pour it and pour it and pour it and pour it. And they couldn't because it took forever for it to cure. So they invented a system of a radiator that would cool it and allow it. And if people would fall in them, several people fell in. That was their tomb because it was so hot. There wasn't nothing to get them out of.
Thanks. Okay, Ian, what was also very, very interesting is that they have two statues of...
You're talking about the black angels?
Yeah, that was written. Mm-hmm. That was interesting design. Is there a significance of having those two statues?
Sure. They're like the Ark of the Covenant spin, and then you have the Masons that take credit for it. Or Bob's Illuminati that supposedly are engulfed in the they're a monument for two angels that are actually engulfed or trapped in the Hoover Dam, which is why the Hoover Dam is going to fall.
Okay, so there are two angels that are trapped in the Hoover Dam?
Don't say trapped, say bound.
Bound. There are two fallen angels bound.
Mm-hmm.
And you know those statues, when I saw those statues outlined, it looks similar to the statues of in the His Dark Materials, the Angel Tower.
Yeah. That's correct. And the same with the, if you reverse them, that's the either side of the mercy seat.
Right.
You flip them. Hmm. Okay. Which direction are those angels pointing?
Which angel am I in? For the Hoover Dam?
The statues from the Hoover Dam.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going. Make a note. Make a note.
Okay, yeah, I'll make a note of that. Okay, next question. Okay, they also have this interesting star chart of the North Stars, the procession of the... is that accurate, that star chart?
Yeah.
It is.
So did that star chart change? Star change, yes. The star change of Tubin, Polaris, and then Vega. So that's an action. So that did that information originate from Andromeda?
It did.
Wow.
And Bob, they got it off Bob's facial book. Bob's been talking that bullshit. That's what they get that stuff from.
I've never seen this star chart on Bob's Facebook. Now maybe tomorrow we'll put it on there.
No. When the Hoover Dam was being built, he was all over it. He was twitting and twatting and tooting and faceling and oh my God, he was all over the place. It was a rough and rocky road.
Okay, Ian, they have this chart that's sort of like in the between the...
It's not really a chart. It's a map.
The map. And it's in between the statues of the angels. Are those fallen angels bound in those statues?
No, they're in the bottom. They're down in the micro inducer.
Where the kaleidoscope
is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ian, there was another TikTok where they state that the scientists found a way to make teleportation work, and they were dealing with electrons. So my question is, was that just a verification of something you laid out when you first appeared, that electrons can appear in the same places?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you did that already. You did that, and that's how you remember Insane in the Pea Brain? You did that 100 years ago.
Yes.
Same thing.
Okay. Great. Okay.
That's some of your first hit with Eureka.
Yes. Pea Brain. Insane. Yes. There could be more dug out of that, but I'll leave that alone at the moment. Okay, there was
Archimedes ain't no joke now.
No, he's not. Okay, there was another TikTok from August 2nd, and this TikTok disappeared, and you could not save the MP4, but the guy stated that the United States is going to get a facelift.
Yeah.
Was he referring to the Caldera bursting?
Yeah. Well, but what's happening first that you didn't get... that's also gone, was they're flooding the tunnels now. They're flushing out the aliens. That's where all this flooding is coming from. Where water's running through the middle of casinos and you know, I mean, Lake Mead's dry. Lake Mead's running dry, and 4 foot of water is running down the strip in Las Vegas. Pretty crazy.
Who's flushing them out?
Yeah, that's a good question. There's Bob's on it.
You are Bob.
Fuck it.
They won't play right. They won't play right.
I'm going to get paid.
Okay, I'll drown your ass. I'll drown your ass. If you coming out of that, show yourself. So you run them out. So, there you go.
And someone reported on on lockdown today, Ed Lockdown, rumblings in La Palma. Is it starting? Is it coming back?
They're feeling it. I mean, we don't talk about it because you'll be a TikTok about it, and then you'll get blamed for that, too, even though you've done every bit of it as well.
Okay.
It's a good thing Bob's taking up narcissism, and this has been ugly because he would have held up.
People are going to get held up, did you say?
No, you wouldn't have held up if you weren't so narcissistic.
Yeah, that's why the queen, she knows the value of being narcissistic. That's why she wants to become like me, so she can survive.
Now, are you talking about the flower Narcissus? Is that what you're talking about now, or are you talking about narcissist?
I'm talking about what I've become, regardless of the name, and the queen wants to become. Carolyn, the gossips, you better get back in there. Important stuff's coming up, Carolyn. You better get back there for your note-taking. So...
This is Bert.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Bert. Bert, ask about...
Don't do that. He's got his questions already for him. Don't do that.
I know,
that.
But just let's see what happens here. If you drop this name...
Oh, my God, damn. Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Come on, where is it?
Engelbert Humperdinck.
No.
Julio Iglesias. Freddie Fender.
Try some more. Try the 21st century. Okay. Here it is.
21st Bert, century. Oh,
say this. Ask about this person. A general question. So the person is Kirby Summers, KirbySommers, female, in New York City.
Hi, can you tell us something about Kirby Summers in New York City?
What, you mean the podcaster?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, what about it?
Is there information autobiographical?
No, who's fucking? Are you talking about who's fucking who with Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Does she have contacts to know stuff, or is she just doing a amazing poly connecting hints of things?
She was in the midst of it.
Yeah, she was Michelin Rickless, his son. She was involved with the son. So she talks about satanic rituals and child perversity and stuff. Is that exaggerated, or is that normal, and she knows it happens, and it happened to her, the people she was associated with?
Yes, yes, and yes. Huh?
Okay. All right, Bert. We'll leave that for later.
All right. Okay, Ian.
Bob always has to go for the vulgar. Always. This is a family show. A family show, and he comes in here. There he goes. Nigger this, nigger that. It's just terrible. It's awful what he does.
Yeah, it's like Carolyn says, that's not a good idea to have Bob in church. Carolyn is raising a good question.
No, here we go. That have meeting this, and something will come up and come be get a dress and settle. And then she'll say, Bob, are you okay with that? And he's like, hell yeah, it's all right. It's no big deal. It won't make any difference. He's like, oh, okay, as long as you're okay with it, it's fine. It's priceless. Prices.
Yep.
That's why we had an 8-hour session, and you're only going to get 40 minutes of it, so it was pretty good that we proposed.
Wow. That's a short one. That'll be a couple minutes for us, because we haven't been as long ones in the last few years. Okay, Ian, the story of Exodus that we weren't taught in Sunday school. This lady outlined the DNA software life. So my question is, she laid out something about, is the DNA outlined by part of the Ten Commandments?
It's an example of it. Everything is an example. So yes, it's an example of it.
So it's also a fact about when the scientists were looking through a cut of the DNA that they saw that decagon?
Yeah, no, decahedron. And if you look it from the top and spiral it back, that's how you can see it. You cut it from the top, not from the side.
So that's what I thought it was. She said decagon, but it was actually they saw the dodecahedron because the face of it looks like
correct. Correct.
The face of the dodecahedron. Two of them rotated.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very good.
Simple enough. Okay, and this next one was pretty wild.
Hey, listen to what you're saying. Listen to what you're saying. You said, okay, so that's simple. I got that. Scientists today don't have this. And you guys are running talking about codons and all these different things and references and how they fit in the chart and what it goes to and how it all applies and how it proves or disproves from societal medicines. Not bad. Thank God we had Sonny and Cher. Thank God we had Sonny and Cher to start off Groundhog's Day for Bob.
Okay, wow. No, thank you for that. I mean, that's why I said, when I saw this, I said, okay, let me ask Ion, so I got the answer on it. So it is a fact. But it's a dodecahedron. That's awesome.
And y'all are making references. Y'all are making, see, it's amazing that you're able to grasp this stuff and get it. Other people are kind of going, wow. And now we say stuff and people don't even say, okay, never mind. Yeah, everybody knows that. Oh, okay, no problem. So it's like, yeah, you're right. We don't care.
Well, what was that TikTok about, Bert? What is it about the dodecahedron? What did you learn?
Okay, this lady outlined that the DNA and the software of life and the story of Exodus, and that the scientists did a cross-sectional view of the DNA, and they came out and they saw, she says a decagon, but Ion just laid out that it's actually a dodecahedron that they saw.
Yeah. What's the significance that they saw that? What's she saying about it?
Well, what she said, she saw the Ten Commandments, and Ion said that's part of the Ten Commandments of the DNA, how it's outlined.
The DNA is an expression of the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
And they're just statements of what is. They're not morals or ethics. So they're like the facts.
You have to merge them.
The facts of human form following DNA conditioning. The facts of human form following DNA conditioning. The fallen state. Yeah, effect, species, cause, and it's a fallen state.
You get that, Bert? You have to merge them? Yes, Bob. And you said you have to merge them?
Maybe.
So the five platonic solids are five aspects of the fallen condition?
Oh, and like that, like an aspect, is that like a terrine, Bob?
No, platonic solids, no. Geometry, Plato.
No. You said an aspect.
Oh, is it visualizations of the symmetry of the fallen condition?
Okay, too many words. You
no,
just babbling.
Listen, humans here are not going to be able to make it Andromeda. So the platonic solids, the DNA pattern, the dodecahedron, which is one of the platonic solids, they're visualizations, drawings of the human fallibility because they're here and not in Andromeda.
Okay.
So their scientist is creating and documenting laws and condition responses of the fallen condition. That's why it's so negative.
Okay.
I'll leave the consequence of that profound thought to you, Bert. You build on that.
Yawn.
Well, what's the geometry of the ascended state? There wouldn't be any geometry. See, so I always come up and sabotage Bert's project. You're wasting your time with this stuff, Bert. It's all the fallen condition.
Okay, well, Bob, I just asked the question. That's
what Bob does. That's what Bob does.
That's what I do. I make six Copernican revolutions of the stupid.
Yeah. We've had 90 people at the end, and Bob's talked every one of them out of it.
Yeah. I like that. That's pretty good, eh, Joe?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one.
Master of Dissension.
Next TikTok. The next TikTok, Ion. Was that accurate about the secrets on Google Earth? What's going on in Antarctica? Having green vegetation?
Yeah. Right there. Yeah. It's just the edge. New Zealand is further away. That's as far out as you can go. That's why Bob's going there. But yeah, Greenland, that's no big deal. That's why the oceans don't meet, don't match, won't mix. The whole thing is just as lush as it can be behind the wall.
Oh, that's yeah, behind that wall. That's behind that wall. Okay. Uh-huh. So, but they, and that Google Earth, because I have Google Earth, but I don't have the special one that that guy had, because the Google Earth I have, they have pictures of Antarctic from 2015. But that person outlined, they had like several dots, and he zoomed down to this particular one that had the vegetation. But are those other dots also outlining the green, the vegetation on Antarctica?
Yeah, as well as destinations, they're just spots to pick. So, yeah.
So, Bert, he's making significance, saying there's a whole civilization there, he's implying. But they're just patches of green on the edge of the ice.
Correct.
Patches like 1,000 hectares. That's a little patch. 1,000 hectares is more than a little patch.
Yeah. And is there anybody living there in the green patch?
And the folks. It's all aliens, yeah. They only have a few humans. And if you go there, you got to stay.
Really?
Right. And they... You take pictures of the ground and you can't see the green and you can't see the, they're there, but you don't see them. Is that true?
If you can't get to it, Bob, it'll allow you to go to it.
So what is that then? What is that area? That's on the outer, there's some wall, Bert, that you have to go through?
It's an ice wall. You can go there.
Ice wall.
But they won't let you fly over it. They won't let you ride a boat to it. They say, can't do this, you can't do that. Because they don't want you to see that.
So this guy is making something out of the vegetation, but there's nothing significant about the vegetation, Bert.
Well, for me it was, Bob, because everyone, you know, the only pictures that I've ever seen of Antarctica is
all white. Yeah.
They're all white. So to see the green part was like, what?
Well, why is that there?
Ion, is this part of the, you laid out, and I believe it is in 2019, about the,
Don't do that. Don't do that. Let's do it this way. Right. Go to the Sacapeters, Sacapedia, Encyclopedia Britannia, the Sacapeters, and when you can look it up and you can see where they give the description, they talk about this way. Now, since they did the, Antarctica Accord, everybody agrees we're not going to talk about this. Don't talk about it. So nobody talks about it. Now it's just an ice cap. And that's all. Nothing else. And so they're just living the lie. That's all.
What's the black hole? Did you just say black hole?
Where?
In Antarctica.
The lie. It's the black lie. The lie. The big lie.
The big lie. What's the big lie, Bert?
Antarctica is frozen. You can't get to it because it's so cold. And nobody lives there because it's so wet and cold and frozen and tundra-ish and ridiculous.
That's when
the
they
big
changed
lie.
The encyclopedia before the Antarctic Accord, 1953, I believe.
Eight.
It.
So, 1958.
Okay.
Yeah, so they change it to make it dark and forbidding. Before that, the encyclopedia talked about anybody, kind of implied anybody could go there?
Yeah, well, they described it as this lush green place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the same reason they named Greenland, and it's an ice hole.
Which aliens are these? The Pentagon aliens? Anunnaki?
I have to look.
Are they different? They're different, another group?
Yes. They are different. They are different.
Yeah.
Because that was like their spot. So they don't mix too much. They're very bigoted.
Right.
They're like you, Bob. They hate everybody.
Yeah, and they've been there for centuries, like the Anunnaki.
Agreed, like you.
Yeah, like me. I've been here for centuries, Bert.
Yes.
I've come to know who I'm living with.
And look what a fine kettle of fish he's drug us into here.
Revenge. Just revenge.
Yeah, revenge. Yeah, grudge fuck. Bob's grudge fucking now.
I decided that those 5 times I attempted to go on Andromeda, we've run through the 5 times, that the damn humans caused the fuck up. So they're going to get their comeuppance this time. And that will allow me to escape.
Ooh. Nice. That's good to know. y'all listening?
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else?
Okay, Ian, 2 more questions on the TikTok. The TikTok was titled Interesting, and it claims that this was the voice of John F. Kennedy in 1961, claiming that Trump was going to be
president.
Right. Is that a result of July 5th CERN activation, that
yes.
audio?
Yes.
So it did actually, okay, that took place in another world, or it took place?
No. This world, CERN, you can do it all in this world. See, that's the rub. That's what we're telling you, that everything changes. That's what we were saying. You can have a shift. You can have a shift that shifts into things that you know forever and ever and ever, and all of a sudden, not. And the next thing you know, it's not like, what do you mean Matthew David Hurtado's coming back? He never left. He's been here the whole time. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay,
he had 2 weekends off. Well, that could just as happen as easy as pie in the sky. Easy.
Okay.
I mean, that's a piece of cake. No problem.
Okay, but there's some really, the recording was a little muffled, but he's claiming that, okay, did he have help?
Well,
like alien
recording devices weren't that good then, you see.
Right, that's true, and that was what made it hard, but I heard him say, he and Junior are going to help change. What is it? Let me see. Wait a minute. He will attempt to save the world from the globalists. Did he have help to give that prophecy? Because that was a prophecy. Talking about the
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. What he knows it from now. He knows it from now. It was just recorded then. He's talking about this.
Oh, boy. Here we go. But he said something about he and Junior will prevail. So he's making the statement that his son is alive, but that's not a fact.
Yes.
Or is it?
It is a fact. He faked his death. We talked about that. Mom knows that.
Yes.
Michael Jackson's probably going to play at the inauguration.
What's the fact I know, Bert?
That barbecue
is very good food.
John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive. He faked his death.
Yeah. And his father just died last year.
Yeah. That's something Ian laid out a few weeks ago, and that's when I heard this. So Ian.
And Trump had pictures made with him in a wheelchair.
Pictures,
gave him a medal or something. Has pictures of him in a wheelchair at an event.
Is that because he's got polio?
No, he's older than you are, Bob.
Oh, I see.
He's feeble.
Trump has
a picture of John
F. Kennedy in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
That's what you just said, I.
Yeah. With Trump, man, talking about him, speaking to him. Yeah. Y'all got to get on y'all's media ecology. You got to figure this out. Marshall Duchamp would not understand.
Okay. Ion. Okay. Okay. Bob Giggle.
Did you hear Bob Giggle?
Yeah,
he won't talk about Harold Channer. He won't talk about Harold Channer, but Duchamp, if he gets a giggle out of that. Yeah, that's our Bob, our Miss Brooks.
So Ion, okay, John F. Kennedy made So John F. Kennedy actually made this speech in 1961, and it just appeared now because of the CERN July 5th. That's what you're saying.
You can find it then. You can find it then. It's now part of history. It's now part of history. That's what I'm, that's the whole thing. Bert, you spent a month on quarks. This is an example of it. This is how it do. This is quark world. But now CERN makes it worse because it jumbles the line. Do you, how many times we are very explicit about saying something? There will never be a time that Joseph R. Biden is going to be president of the United States. And that's true. But it sure goddamn looks like he is. But he's not.
Wow. Okay.
Because you know the document that they're trying to get, they're trying to find, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Clear to me.
The one that Trump signed that abolishes the United States Incorporated. That's what they got to have. Because that little giblet of piece of paper has got to have. And that's why they got up, the attorney says that all the documents were not declassified. Because that's got to stay classified. Because if it's declassified, then it's null and void. And it's not null and void. That's why it goes back to the states again. And Arizona's screaming about decertification and la, 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 la. Can't do that. Can't do this. Can't get it. No, but if they start shooting them in the face, it ain't going to matter after that.
So you're saying the source of it.
If you're going to get some life insurance, if you're a Democrat today, you better get some good life insurance. Because there's a whole lot of these old yellow dog Republicans that are pissed. And they're not asking no questions.
Right, so.
Anymore.
Hey, America being the original continent, Arizona is kind of like an important place back, way back. So this energy of resistance is coming out of Arizona.
As well.
The election. As well.
Arizona and Georgia, one of the 13 original colonies.
Hmm. Yeah, not Arizona, Georgia was.
50 United States. Yes, it was a colony before it was a state.
Arizona? Or there was no Arizona?
Georgia. It wasn't no Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. So where are we at, Bert?
One more question, Bob. One more question. Ion, the TikTok.
Now, wait a minute. Did you clean all that up? Did you clean all that? Does it suit you? I mean, it seemed like a pretty broad topic for antibiotics.
Well, I want to go back. I mean, you laid out something for me, and I was like, okay, I need to go back as far as the quartz. Quartz. Because this is an example.
Quark.
Mm-hmm. The quark.
Instead of quack, it'd be quark.
Quark. Because there's some unfinished business there. Because you said that we're going to be running into more quarks and they're going to be new ones.
Right.
And there actually, I remember there is one specific quark that's going to be engaging the amino acids. So that's why
That's why they're having record success. They're having record success at figuring out these details, which otherwise it would. Did you realize how long it took them to figure out tyrosine?
Oh, you're talking about the amino acid test. The amino acid test.
Yeah.
And quarks are helping.
How did they? They're proving it up so quickly. They're acting as though it's always been, like it's not something new. They're just finding that thing. It's kind of like, oh, here's the woolly mammoth. He's right over here. I told you there was a woolly mammoth. Yeah, there it is. Well, you can't say there ain't no amino acids now because here it is. See? Not that hard. It's aperture. Hey, Bert, it's aperture science.
So are the quarks increasing now?
We've been waiting a long time to rub that in your throat hole. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's how you brought it at the center stage here. So, Ian, there are more quarks now that we're engaging.
No, there's always been a ton. Always been a ton of quarks. Always been. But you've never seen the outlying benefit or shift. like that Ringo Starr all of a sudden is alive again?
Ringo Starr has always been alive as far as...
He's been dead. He died before Yoko's John Lennon. He was killed before John Lennon.
Really?
There's your quirk right there. And then everybody's going to say, no. Okay. You do what, say what you want to. It's okay.
So, Ian, is this whole thing, I remember you saying that we're going to be running into the quirks more. Is that due to the AL2SO4 that's bringing this?
Well, and CERN. He's blaming and CERN on CERN. That's easy. Yeah. Well, CERN stirred the shit up. AL2SO4 is going to let it naturally flow. Because after a little bit, you're going to be trying to make sure you can breathe this air that is.
You see? Yeah, I have moments where it's real tough, so I'm aware of it, but it's not as frequent as...
Now, what you're going to find, you find that the air is heavy.
Yeah.
What you find.
Yeah, yeah. And the winds are blowing crazy as well.
And it's heavy. And your nuclear power plants are stumbling. There, Sharon.
Yeah. Okay, one more question, Ion. The TikTok that had the heart line, is that the M in the hand? Does that relate to the M in the hand?
To the what line?
M in the hand, the M mark in the palm of the hand. The M in the palm. And you there was
you're talking
a
about
TikTok
when they...
with the...
Are you talking about when they match?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it does have to do with the M in the hand, but it's even more rare if they exactly match. They have to perfectly match. Mm-hmm. And you line it up by your little fingers. That's how you know they're exactly lined up even. And then all of a sudden the M swirls all the way across your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you surprised? Were you? Of course they do.
Yeah, I was surprised. But I said, okay, that's the M in the hand. Okay. So that's what that was.
Mm-hmm. And see, some people's M's didn't cross, and then all of a sudden they do. Well, how do you change the line in your hand? The damn palm readers, they're going to be fucked up if you can change your reality. Well, you can. Even total fucked up biology tells you that.
Okay. But that's all I have.
Then they talk about how corrupt the FBI is. Shit, that goes all the way back to Tutti Frutti. J. Edgar Hoover, his little Tutti Frutti goofball stuff. And then Ron Paul in the 70s talking about how terrible and corrupt the FBI is. And blah, 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 blah. See? So it just kind of comes along. And now everybody's surprised that we can't trust our alphabet people.
Is that a result of the quarks also, Ian? What's going on with the FBI? The reality that's always been.
Too hot. Okay, all right. You get too hot, you become that. Who's this dude?
Okay.
That knows what we're going to do next. Who is he? Go get him. We got to get him.
Okay.
Fuck.
Okay. All right.
And you say, okay, come get me. You say, okay, come get me. I'm coming home. You can ride your own C5 back home. Wouldn't it be fun, wouldn't it?
C5. No.
Oof.
Hey, Ian,
do you have any words
for the Japanese government?
They don't watch Japanese government. They ain't married. They quit.
Okay.
The whole, the entire government resigned.
Yes.
That's even in regular computer, not just in la-la land.
Right.
Does Bob acknowledge that? Or does he think he... Oh, wait, I think Nat Drudge didn't mention it, so it must be okay.
Yeah.
Are you going to believe us or you're lying Wikipedia? Which one are you going to believe? Oh, wait, we can fix Wikipedia, so never mind. We'll fix it.
So, Ian, does that resignation have anything to do with Avi being assassinated? It's too high.
Okay. No, we can do this a little bit. You got to be careful, though. Mm-hmm. Avi was a figure, and he had spastic colon problems from his bullshit. So he got so bad he had to resign. But he was very active in everything going on, and he liked to help in every way he could. Okay, all this stuff is falling. It's failing. Every bit of it is gone. As Bob says, well, you can thank Bob. Praise Bob. Bob said it doesn't matter what they do, it's over. Well, they're getting there. Angela Merkel. Oh, it's over. I'm going. Last one out. Turn off the lights. We through. Goodbye. I love you. Bye. I love you. Bye. Rossella, bye-bye. And so this is happening across, but then this got ugly. Avi was another form. He was trying to say, hold this together, we can work this out, blah, 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 blah. But now that's when they saw that happen, they thought, nope, it's over. We're done. Goodbye. So they all resigned. They don't even have anybody left to do the election. Normally you'd have a designated survivor. They don't even got that.
Where is this?
Japan.
Japan.
Yeah. Why did the government resign? Yeah.
Because they were sick of it, and you told them it was over. You said it's over, and they said no. And they said, yep, it's over. And then they killed Abby, and like, okay, well, it's over. I'm out of here. Bye.
Right, so killing Abby was a warning to them?
No, it was another step in this, a nail in the coffin, as it were.
Right, so to talk about the way we talk about us here is A3 classification. Only those who have that talk about us. And so when Bob speaks to them, it's on the A3 level.
Yeah, we're not talking about that. You're not trying to, we're not talking about, you can talk about that. You can do whatever the fuck you want to, but we ain't talking about that shit.
They ain't talking about it first. So drop the topic.
All right.
No, it's not the topic. It's your insulation. You're sticking in shit. It's going to get somebody fucked off. So, yeah, no. Thank you. Thank you.
No,
thank you, Bob.
Hey, you're welcome.
Did you see the Cheney commercial? Wasn't that the best one ever?
No, I did not see it.
I did. But it didn't look like him to me. It didn't look like him.
Well, it's not him. Look at him. He spent that entire monologue, whatever the fuck it was, and he never blinked his eye. Not one time.
Wow.
Not one time.
I didn't think, it just didn't look like him to me. I was like, this is not
him. I know. But it was him or a version of him. He's been pretty tough. Halliburton has not been very good for him, but anyhow, he's the one that got started shooting people in the face that he liked. So anyway, The point was, you look at that commercial and its entire thing, he doesn't blink one time. It was crazy.
So that's CGI, like what we saw Biden a few weeks ago. With brown eyes instead of blue eyes or black eyes or something. His eyes weren't the same color. Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
Well, all right. Bob, that's all I have, Ian. And Ian, thanks.
Thank you.